Restoring My Soul, Friday the 24th of April, Anointed for Burial. Having received illumination through the fiery indignation of Christ, and having thereby witnessed the glory of God in the ministry of ex-Anastasis to Lazarus, the house of Mary, Martha and Lazarus obtained faith for the Anastasis of Christ. They were now believers, even though they had previously received Jesus and loved him. 6 days prior to the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where he lodged at the house of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. At the meal table, Mary anointed Jesus' feet with very costly oil of spikenard and wiped his feet with her hair. The value of this fragrant oil was 300 denarii, the equivalent of a year's wages. Witnessing this expression of agape fellowship and worship, Judas vocalized his discontent, asking, "Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" Jesus responded to Judas's query, declaring, "Let her alone, she has kept this for the day of my burial." This was Mary's work of faith to honor Christ as King and her head, for she understood that Christ was about to die and would rise again. Significantly, John noted that when Mary anointed Christ in this manner, the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. There was an overflow to the house resulting from the acknowledgement of Christ's headship towards Mary. 2 days prior to the last Passover, Jesus dined at another house in Bethany. This house belonged to Simon the leper, who may have previously been healed of his leprosy through the ministry of Jesus. During this meal, an unnamed woman came to him with an alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil, which she poured upon his head as he sat at the table. The anointing oil ran down his beard and to the edge of his garment as it draped his feet. Through this woman's action, his anointing for burial at the hands of Mary was extended to his whole body. The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 12 verses 1 to 5, John chapter 12 verse 7, Matthew chapter 26 verses 1 and 2, Matthew chapter 26 verses 6 and 7, and Psalm 133 verse 2. For further study, John chapter 12.